Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We've been talking about what's taking place in the Middle East, and we're seeing how we talked about the Arab League, which is this huge Islamic following nations that are wrapping around little small Israel. And we're looking at the Syrian crisis, where for some reason they were just pushing to be able to fire some shots into Syria. And I don't know, I mean, allegedly, that arms are being traded. We sent arms through Libya, through Turkey, to get into Syria. And now we're saying we don't want to hurt Assad. But we want to shoot up in Syria somewhere. It's like, but you're saying Assad's the one that's gassed these folks, this horrific thing. It's like, if you put two and two together, I mean, you would think, and I don't know this to be true, but we put all those alleged reports together, you would say, are you trying to take out the witnesses and the weapons that came from Libya? You know? Are you trying? Because the only thing that makes sense is if you're not going to harm the person who harmed the people, and you're going to say, I'm not going to harm people either, then what are you going to shoot? Are you going to take out an armory that we put there through Libya that we gave through Turkey? I mean, are you going to take out some evidence? Mm-hmm. You know, think about it. And then all of a sudden you have the former Secretary of State saying, do it.
Right.
You have a replacement, Secretary John Kerry, saying, do it. Then you have the Muslim Brotherhood working through what's happening. The faction says this will embolden them. And it's like, wait a minute. This don't have anything to do with, they're wanting to take something out. There's something there that they don't want to be seen. Something's going on right now. And it's going to take some serious gunpowder to be able to remove it from the face of the earth, whatever it is. It's the only thing that would make sense in the context of that, when we're talking about biblical perspective of the news, that's what they're probably, you know, you think could be their motive. But what's going to happen, it could stir up a chemical attack on Israel. And it's like, we're this little small country right here. You're doing all this huge movement. But in this meantime, you know, God will let you believe what you want to believe, to go where he wants you to go so he can do what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times people show up at a place to be able to do whatever they're telling you. But they end up fulfilling the will of God. They end up fulfilling the will of God. And what the interesting thing is that when you look at Israel and you look at what's happening, when you start talking about, and we'll talk more about this, but I'll just kind of give you a little hint about it. When you talk about when Ezekiel's prophesying to the mountains around Israel, that the enemy has taken the mountains. The mountains, that's the West Bank. He's prophesying to Esau. Mm-hmm. He's prophesying to the Muslim nations.
Mm.
It's to the Arab Muslims that he's prophesying to, because he's saying, you know, you've abused, you've ridiculed, you've done all this stuff to my people, Israel, and this is a long story short. But he says, begin to prophesy to them, and this is the interesting thing. And so then, what happens is, what God talks about, and I'm not going to do it today, but we will do it in Ezekiel. He says, but then, the prince of Gog and Magog, that's Moscow and Russia. That's Putin. Mm-hmm. He said he will come down and he will gather nations with him. And the nations he gathers, when you look at the name of the nations that he gathers, you're going to find them pretty, pretty interesting. Let me give you a couple of the nations that are right here. One of the nations that he gathers is, so when you say Gog and Magog, just say Russia and Moscow. Or just say Putin. I mean, he just came down, remember? All of a sudden, just like Ezekiel prophesied that this prince of Gog and Magog would come down and he would rescue things. Mm-hmm. He would resolve some stuff. And in that, he would begin to gather these nations that were against Israel, and all of a sudden they would be up under him. In other words, they're saying, this is what the Arab League has been reportedly saying right now, mm-hmm. is that they think this is a good plan. What the Prince of Gog and Magog has said, what Russia has said, that's what that is,
mm-hmm.
it's good. That's what they're saying. And who are the ones that join with Russia?
Mm.
It's Persia. You know who Persia is? Persia's Iran. They're one of the ones that say, hey, I like this. I like what Putin's doing here.
Mm.
And not only that, but, well, and you think about it, 99.9% of Iran is Muslims. It's a Muslim nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a Muslim nation. And you're looking at it that the Muslims are going to be up under the prince of Gog and Magog, up under the leader of this movement. This prophetic movement that God speaks about is going to be Russia. And so when he came down and said, hey, you know, I'll rescue, this is, you got to understand, this is not normal.
Yes.
This is not ever normal in the hemisphere of America since we existed that we would have even thought that even possible until our nation has been so humbled now and weakened. And so Persia is one of the nations that will be gathered to Russia, which would be Iran. Next one is Kush. And Kush predominantly is northern Africa. Hello, all Muslim nations. You know, all the way from Morocco to Egypt, all the northern Arab Africa.
League.
What's that?
It's the Arab League.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's the Arab League. And then Libya, of course, is what another country that it speaks of that would be gathering to Gog and Magog.
Mm.
And Gomer. And Gomer now is Eastern Europe, and you have Albania and the Yugoslavia. And if you look at Eastern Europe, it is predominantly Muslim, and it's going west, as you can see what's happening in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, they're projecting that it's going to be, you know, a Muslim nation really soon. And you think about it. And at this point is when they begin to prepare for war. They're strategizing how to make war under Russia's leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And what we just saw take place, what we just saw take place in the world, and America participated big time. We set the whole thing up. God will often let you believe what you want to believe to go where he wants you to go so he can do what he wants to do. And what happened was, this puppy just got shifted into overdrive. Now, this is not the end time war. This is not, I'm not talking about Armageddon here. I'm talking about God showing himself mighty. Showing himself mighty to the world, to the nations in Israel. And he says very specifically in Ezekiel, talking about it, he says, get ready, Ezekiel 38:7, get ready, be prepared, you and all the hordes gathered around you, and take command of them. And he's speaking to Gog, the prince of Gog and Magog, mm-hmm. of Russia and Moscow. So, in other words, all these hordes that are gathering around you now, Putin,
mm.
and he's saying specifically to him, when you look at, understand this, get ready, be prepared, you and all this Arab League that's around you, and take command of them. I mean, what? I mean, this is amazing to watch not only the Arabs go, yeah, we'll follow Putin. We'll follow him. And our president go, we'll follow him. Our president of America is going, yeah, we'll follow, you know. A couple of presidents go, Gorbachev, take down these walls.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. You know, and they got, and all of a sudden we're actually bowing down to the king of Saudi. We are giving over to Gog and Magog. And the church don't even know that's Gog and Magog. When you hear a news report, somebody say, Well, I'll transmit this to Vladimir. What he's saying is, I'll transmit this to the prince of Gog and Magog.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
In the context of that, what happened, what just happened with this chemical weapons, I can't tell you what people's motives were or anything like that. I just can say that we were pushed. 9/11's coming. We were pushed. Didn't make sense. We were pushed. Nobody was for it. Nobody was for coming and bombing innocent people in Syria for what was going to happen, but they were broken over what's going on. But they pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, the Prince of Gog and Magog shows up, grabs the Arab League by their hands, and says, takes command of the situation. Does he not? He takes command of the situation. Mm-hmm. And then everybody begins to say, the Prince of Gog and Magog has got this thing handled. Who would have ever thought in our day,
mm-hmm.
that we would see the transition of the Prince of Gog and Magog?
Just like that.
Just like that. That simple.
Wow.
You know, yesterday, mm-hmm. Vladimir
mm-hmm.
wrote an op-ed in the New York Times.
No, he did not.
In New York Times, listen to this.
Right.
Rebuking United States. This is, I'm going to read this little statement. You listen to what he says here.
Mm-hmm.
The potential strike. This
you're talking about the Prince of Gog and Magog.
The Prince of
Vladimir.
Yes.
Vladimir
Putin. This is what he said. The potential strike by the United States against Syria, despite strong opposition from many countries and major political and religious leaders, including the Pope, will result in more innocent victims and escalation, potentially spreading the conflict beyond Syria's borders. A strike would increase, not might, would increase violence and unleash a new wave of terrorism. It could undermine multilateral efforts to resolve the Iranian nuclear problem and Israeli-Palestinian conflict and further destabilize the Middle East and North Africa Arab League. It could throw the entire system of international law and order out of balance. Vladimir, what are you transmitting here? What are you transmitting that it would increase terrorism? I mean, you're sending an open letter to the New York Times to America.
Because he's taking command over the whole thing.
He is.
He's taking command over the whole thing. Gog is just that one point. At that one point.
Wow.
And you look at, you know, this is the good news about this, you know, and we're just kind of skimming over it, but it's happening in this is a now word, by the way, just in case you want to know. You might want to turn off your reality TV and look at reality.
For real.
And he says in Ezekiel 38, 18, he says, this is what will happen in that day when Russia, or Gog, when Russia attacks the land of Israel. Yep, that's what's going to happen.
Mm.
This whole thing is going to be orchestrated from the north, where that Russia will come in from its far land in the north, orchestrated with the Muslim nations, up under his command, to have an orchestrated attack to come. Isn't it amazing it takes all of that to come against all of this?
It's like Russia, Cold War, Russia.
And the Arab League, which is huge. And it says, this is what will happen in that day when Russia, Gog, attacks the land of Israel. My hot anger will be aroused, declares the sovereign Lord. In my zeal and fiery wrath, I will declare that at that time there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel. In verse 21, I will summon a sword against Russia, against Gog, on all my mountains. What are the mountains? That's the West Bank. That's all the mountains that's been occupied by Muslim nations. And declares the sovereign Lord, every man's sword will be against his brother. What's going to happen? It's this whole thing that's being orchestrated by Gog, G-O-G, Gog, up under Russia's command. Don't be terrified. Don't be dismayed. Understand that friendly fire, they're going to begin to turn on each other.
Mm-hmm.
You see it happen anyway. I talked about it on VFN Radio, mm-hmm. where the people on the ground were crying out to their God, while the one standing over them about to shoot them was crying out to the same God. They were turning on each other. And the thing is darkness is what it is. You don't, if you walk in the light, that stuff doesn't happen. It's the fact that God's not God. And so it's what he says. He says, I will summons a sword against Russia. Isn't that cool? So don't be worried about, you know, little Putin. Mm-hmm. I will summon a sword against Russia, against Gog, on all the mountains, which the mountains represent West Bank and all the Arab leagues and all. Declares the sovereign Lord, every man's sword will be against his brother. What does that mean? These folks that were coming against Israel in the north begin to turn on each other. I will execute judgment upon him with plagues and blood, and I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstone, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on the many nations with him. So if you want to partner your nation with Gog, if you really want to hold Putin's hand and say he's going to resolve these issues, this is what happens to the nations that partner with him. And so will I show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I just want to encourage you. We got more to share on that. But don't think for a moment that anybody's pulling one over on God. Understand, we just got pushed and pushed and pushed for no, I mean, it was like, it wasn't even a good enough reason. But I can't help but think, but I don't know, and this would be allegedly, that if arms were traded, sent to Syria to arm the insurgents against King Assad by America through Libya, 12 months ago, the ambassador dies in Libya, and that was the accusation and the alleged reporting. Through Turkey, who, by the way, sent those ships down there into to Israel to stir their attention up. Mm-hmm. And Turkey arming with our weapons, reportedly, arming the insurgents is trying to take down
the Al-Qaeda insurgents.
Al-Qaeda insurgents, who, by the way, Syria and Assad and Gog, Russia, are friends. They're tight, close friends. And so to wage a war against Assad and try to take him out is to America to wage a war against Russia.
Mm-hmm.
To wage a war against Persia, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you have a proxy war going on between America and Gog and Russia. Between America and Iran, and it's taking place in Damascus.
Mm.
It's taking place in the northern border of Israel. God will often let you believe what you want to believe, to go where he wants you to go, so you can do what he wants you to do. It looks like at this moment, when we got pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and everybody's going, they're going, because they show you these terrible realities of this. Out of the 100,000 deaths, these 1,000 that was gassed, and you're like, yeah, it's painful. I know we got to do something about it. But then you look at the country, and the country goes, nobody wants to do this. I mean, not even the Congress wants to do it. Nobody wants to do it. But yet our president is standing up, and those around him are standing up and said, just fire shots, fire shots, fire shots. And it's like, what is going on? And even the general that was fired, I mean, ashamed, put to shame, by this current administration, allegedly, when things went on, he was removed from office or he resigned from office. He even stood up at the support. I was like, what's weird thing
going on? And you know what
on?
Happened to him yesterday?
No.
As he's walking the streets of New York to teach at CUNY College?
And we're talking about
David Petraeus, General Petraeus. Mobs and mobs of students are chanting fascist, war criminal. I mean, they're mobbing him. I'm thinking at any moment, you're watching this video, they're about to attack him. And a general is walking the streets of New York as fast as he possibly can. This is going off over a block.
Can you make this available on the VFN Torch? You got to see this on the VFN Torch. Listen, we just entered into the Gog, Magog age. It looks like everybody just grabbed hands and got under the command of Russia. Looks like when we saw... Just this week, when we saw Gog and Magog, we saw Russia come and take command of the Arab League nations, the Muslim nations that are around there, mm-hmm. and everybody basically, he just took command of the situation.
Yeah,
and he's getting credit for it from
right.
across the board. And if you missed that, you can hear a little bit earlier. But then what we're hearing about, that with General Petraeus is
David
going...
Petraeus.
yeah, is going through New York, and they begin to boo him. And we got to understand is God spoke to me about this. He spoke to me about this, and we're going to play this for you in just a moment. But in that New York was under attack. It was under attack, which pretty much could represent, you know, America was under attack. And they were trying to secure, America. And there was a general, this is what God spoke to me about. There's a general, and he has scrambled eggs for those in the military. You understand what that means? He's a high militant officer, obviously like an admiral or something, but he's got scrambled eggs on his shoulders and his okay, by the way, that probably freaks you out if you don't think like military.
Tassels
thing. No, I'm sorry. I just use that as an analogy. That makes no sense.
Okay. Yeah, bring us, yeah. Bring
he's
us
got
in.
Metal, gold medal on his shoulders, lots of gold medal. And he was coming to take charge. Of course, the context of it was, at first is like, you're the military. Constitution says you can't take charge here. Now, not the American people, because you're supposed to go out and protect our borders and defend us, but not control us. But this high military officer began to do it. And then people just didn't listen to him. He had no power. He had no power at all. And all of a sudden the citizens took over and they began to secure things. And we're seeing right now, today, September the 12th, this is happening right this very moment, that General Petraeus is walking through the streets of New York, fixing to go speak at a university. And as a matter of fact, listen to this, right? This is the response. This is their response when coming from WPIX, New York, and listen up.
His new job teaching with the City University of New York, but it was a rough first day.
And then what you're seeing is this is a general. But you know what? Our very own leader shamed him. This is a man who stood up and defended our country and was standing with our troops in Afghanistan. And it's alleged that, you know, he had some ambitions that he might want to be able to be a leader in the future.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He was brought into a particular office of leadership and then shamed. And he was such a man of honor that he just said, listen, I'm gonna step down from this. I'm just gonna step down. And it was like all of a sudden he was taken down. And so here we are, the situation is going on in Syria over here. Nobody, very few, if anybody in America, you know, what, 6% or 4%, and the rest aren't. I don't know what the numbers were, but it was real low.
Very low.
And he comes in along with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and they begin to say, you know, fire the bombs in there, fire the. And you start thinking, did you know something about the whatever they're trying to take out in there? And is there, what's there? I mean, there's something you're not telling us in Libya. You're polygraphing everybody every single day, every single month, allegedly and reportedly. And it was down there, there's witnesses. We're not finding out what's going on down there. I mean, what's going on? But let me tell you what's happening. That God's perspective behind this, a biblical perspective behind the news, is that this whole thing's shifting.
I heard there's so much chemical weapons in there, it would take 6 years to get rid of all those chemical weapons out of there. That's the powder keg that's sitting there.
The biggest stockpile in the world. But it's interesting you say it, because I'm going to talk about something in a moment. And of course, what Americans are doing here on the streets of New York is like, what are you talking about bombing Syria, it's just like, what's going on here? And but that was what God showed me. He showed me this day would come and that people would not even listen to the military. Every form of leadership is being discredited. Everybody's, it's like, who's there to believe anymore? And during this time, all of a sudden, what happens? Gog and Magog comes in and takes command of the nations. And guess what? Who's one of those nations? They're saying who's what nation's leader was saved by Gog? What they're saying that his leadership was saved by Russia. What nation is that? America. Because they're saying he was going off of an area that Congress was against him, the nation was against him, and it was about to be really bad, but he was saved by Gog and Magog. Wow. He took command. Russia, Putin, Vladimir came and took command of the situation, just like we just talked about in Ezekiel. And what are the folks that were saying, go bomb, what are they saying now? Thank you.
Yeah.
What are the ones saying that thought that it wasn't a good idea to Vladimir, to Gog and Magog? Thank you. Thank you for the sanity, for the opt-ad that you just read. And it's interesting that John just said it, they report that it'll take 6 years. There's so many chemical weapons, it would take 6 years. So this is what happens. When I was telling you what happens when all of a sudden Russia takes these Arab League nations, if you will, these Muslim nations, under his command, and they come down, this is a prophecy, they come down, God, Ezekiel 34, 35, and 36, he comes down out of the northern borders, and Syria is his home base, you know, coming through there, if you would, and to make war against Israel, and of course, God, they friendly fire, they turn in on themselves, and they destroy themselves, but this is what this interesting thing is. It says it takes Israel, I believe, 7 years. It takes 7 years to destroy all their weapons.
Wow.
And it says right here in the Word of God, it takes 7 years. There's so many weapons. They even burn it for fuel. They said they even burn it for fuel for 7 years.
Wow.
That's how long it takes them to get rid of the Ezekiel 38, I believe it is.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? It's like, man, it's happening right in front of us. And here it is, yeah, Ezekiel 39, 9. He says, for 7 years they will use them for fuel. In the beginning it says, then those who live in the towns of Israel will go out and use weapons for fuel and burn them up, the small and the large shields, the bow, all the different tools, whatever weapons they have. For 7 years they will use them for fuel. For seven years.
Wow.
And they will plunder those who are plundering them and loot those who are looting them. I mean, good days are ahead, for God's going to show himself mighty. There's a whole bunch of other things we're going to share with you. But it also will take 7 months to bury. All the dead bodies.
Wow.
And they'll go around. You know how it is in a crime scene? They put little markers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little number one here, number two. Then you take a picture. Then you can go back and say that was here, that was there. It'll take 7 months, and that so many bodies, there's going to be so much death from Gog and Magog and all those nations who partnered with him to come against Israel when God has them turn in on himself. And by the way, you understand this, that God's turning Russia over to itself, and he's allowing him to have these thoughts. Who will cause Ahab to do this? Who will be a lying spirit? You know, he says, all of a sudden this thought would come to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to come down. Mm. And God's going to put that thought that brings him to his own disaster. And it's going to take them 7 months. So many dead bodies are going to happen. What you think about it, it's just like, hey, we need some reprieve around here. It's like, how many more in the world? And God's going to, if you want to be an enemy of God, be an enemy of Israel. You want to be a friend of God, be a friend of Israel. In the end, it all will be judged by this. But there's going to be so many dead bodies. This is going to take 7 months, I believe, to be able to bury them. And that the birds and princes and kings and people of power and soldiers of all different nations, all kinds, who partnered with, and you think about all the different kinds that would be partnering under this new, you know, rescue moment that just happened, that the birds, they'll eat their flesh like cows and like goats in the field, because that's what happens when a carcass drops. Mm-hmm. There'll be so many, and so they'll be people will be on the payroll to begin. This is the pollution from the death, the bodies of the dead bodies, and the weapons. It makes me think about the BP spill, the British Petroleum spill, because we hired people that walked up and down the coast to be able to remove the toxins from the soil, and that's what's going to happen. He talks about that.
Wow.
And they'll even go, after burying the bodies, they'll go across all the land of Israel, and they'll see a fragmented bone here, a bone there. And they said they'll put a marker there, just like you would in a crime scene. You put a marker there.
Wow. Mm.
So people know that's a bone that needs to go get buried. Isn't that amazing? So you say it takes 6 years, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, this is exciting. Listen, God's got a plan to take care of the biggest stockpile of nuclear weapons. Don't worry about Vladimir. Be shocked and sad that America just joined his command. And to say, dear God, forgive us, Lord. Who would ever thought that we would be part of all nations turn against Israel and believe that we can turn back to one nation under God? That we would, if you have not yet heard this, you need to hear America. How did we get here? And how did we stay here? Because we had just taken a major shift. We just got pushed. We got nudged, if you would. Pushed into bowing down not only to the king of Saudi Arabia, to which is Islamic Muslim religion, you understand that, which is anti-Jesus Christ faith, which is anti-Christ faith, that he's not the son of God. And now we've bowed down to Gog and Magog, who just came in and took command, just like he says in his word will take place. Amazing. Isn't that amazing how this just took place?
It's amazing how Og and Magog commanded the commander.
Yeah. Yeah.
In chief.
Yeah. 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 He did. And there, he's like, you know, we saved him. And now he's right. Yeah. He's opt-adding out and writing, rebuking. So you need to go help some. And all of a sudden he has this, and you understand,
raising up the United Nations.
Satan comes as the angel of light.
Yeah.
United Nations has an Arab League voting bloc. You know what I'm saying? And if they're under his command, guess which way it's going to go? And because Gog and Magog wouldn't allow the United Nations to vote yes to bomb Syria, that's why, supposedly, that they went around the other way. But all of a sudden it pushed himself in a situation where we end up having to bow down our leader to Gog and Magog, to Russia. To Moscow, that's what that means, Russia and Moscow. And here we are, right smack dab in the middle of prophecy, and I got good news for you. Though they make war, and it takes a while, it says for a few days they do this, then it takes a little while when they come together, and after a little while, I think it's several years, then the thought will come to the president of Russia, whoever it's going to be at that time, which I'm sure it will be, and they'll come to make war against Israel. But hold on, you get your shovels ready. They're going to hire people like they did with BP oil spill in America, and they're going to pay you to go bury your enemies' bodies. And they're going to pay you to help rid this land of their weapons, including those chemical weapons sitting in Syria. Amazing days. We'll be talking more about that soon.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.